On another day, chasing the noses away. On another day, chasing the noses away.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God.
It's another day, and it's always better when you join me for some great conversation. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I am your host, Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady and economist on the talk radio dial every weekday from 2 to 4 p.m., but on Wednesdays, starting at 3:30. This is our first inaugural episode. We're going to call this segment Over the Hump and Trump. We're going to try to not talk about politics, though it shows up every once in a while, which is okay, but we're focusing in these segments on how to move more, play more, create, connect more, rest and laugh more. Today, we're talking about how to find some peace and connection in all of the political noise, all of the news, all of the attention-grabbing stuff that cross our metaphorical windshield every day. If you have some good ideas about this, we welcome you to join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. How do you find your peace and connection in all the noise? Rick from Wauwatosa, how do you find your peace? How do you find your zen, my friend?
I make skits like commercials. The beer companies were fabulous at it, you know, with the humor. And catching everybody. So I came up with a partly political new one, which would be called the used car salesman selling the humpmobile. And he turns it into a TikTok humpmobile with a baseball bat and price per dent so he can make the sale.
Oh, I love it, you Richard. Know, tastes
it's
great, less
like
filling.
Crazy Jim's used car lot, you know.
So I love this, Rick. Thanks so much for listening and calling. Rick from Waukesha, appreciate your participation. You know, me and my friends, we used to watch SNL, especially in high school, like a lot. And we would come up with our own like riffs on the church lady, right? And we'd do impersonations. It was such a big deal. I want to get back. Liz from Sun Prairie sent in a wonderful text message. You can text or call just like Rick or Liz, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Liz, I mentioned her right before our last break. She's an art teacher, and she said it is magical experiencing kids making art. Creating is powerful, calming, and a mindfulness activity. Whether the result is, quote, good or bad art, it doesn't matter. She says, a friend who is a counselor confirmed that we can't be both anxious and creative at the same time. So everyone out there, Liz says, go make art, music, or a new recipe, but enjoy your creativity. Liz, I feel you. I hear you. If you've been listening for a while, many of you know that I like to cook, not a baker, too specific. I like to cook. Cooking is a good, a big creative enterprise for me. I'm also a violinist from back in the day. And I have often likened going to rehearsals, especially with orchestras or other groups that I've played with. My brain feels the same way that it does after a good therapy session. And I mean like psychotherapy, like, ooh, I feel relaxed. I didn't want to go to rehearsal, but after I go to therapy, I always feel much better. And I think Liz is hitting on a couple of really key things. There's actually a woman out there. Her name's Jenny Odell. She wrote a book called How to Do Nothing. And her two fundamental ideas are this. You want to move outward towards things and people around you that bring you joy and happiness, and you want to move downward into place. And I think when we think about spending time in nature and animals, with kids and art and all those things, and maybe meditation or prayer, if that's your thing, it certainly helps do that. Pat texting in on WGBW says, Maggie, can you imitate the church lady and say, well, isn't that special? Yes, I can. It wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. A little George W. Bush in there. Yes, I love me some church lady. Isn't that special? What was that? Oh, could it be Satan? I don't do it nearly as well as Dana Carvey, but yes, I loved me some Church Lady. Made a recent reappearance on Saturday Night Live, I think just after the new year, just around Christmas. Thanks so much, Pat from WGBW. I always will put a little hackneyed impersonation out there. Love that stuff. So again, I think in this spirit of getting over the hump day, getting over Trump, taking some time, I always want to connect with you and my friends and family, and I really appreciate the opportunity to do this with each and every one of you every Wednesday. Again, we're going to call this Over the Hump and Trump. You will find this segment every Wednesday at 3:30 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Liz from Saukville giving us some other good pointers. Liz loves to watch birds. Again, I think anything that takes us out of ourselves, creates some quiet, is amazing. I am also a fan of the Daily Constitutional, which makes me sound like somebody who would tell you to get your sneakers off the Davenport. And by constitutional, I mean a daily walk. And I have been trying desperately, and maybe you all can help hold me accountable. I have been trying desperately to take a walk and leave my device at home. Try it, y'all. It is a challenge. Maybe we'll check back in on this in our new special Wednesday segment. Sue from Franklin says, we taught our daughter to make the church lady when she was about 18 months old. That is impressive, Sue from Franklin. I love it. We all need to laugh a little bit more. We'll try to do that with each and every one of you on Wednesdays. Take care, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom Salvia is up next, and tomorrow I've got Tom Paulsiewicz. We dig back into the January 6th report and Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing.